Oh, thanks to Peter for playing all the wartime tunes. Did you notice that for remembrance coming up? Picked it up nicely. Very nice, Peter. Thank you very much. Good morning. Warm welcome to everyone. It's great to see everyone in the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day. It is good to be here. Boy, you sure are looking good. Nice and shiny and polished and ready for church. Good to see everyone. I have no more to say. I'll hand you over to the referee for the day.
Good morning. I'm going to jump around a little bit on these announcements. Bible study on Thursdays at 10 o'clock. Remembrance Day service. We'll get together in the community as a community on Wednesday the 11th at 10:30 in the community hall. Just remember those who have given their lives or suffered to preserve our peace. WA meeting Thursday the 12th at 2 p.m. and they're going to be working on putting together shoeboxes. Mustard seed on Wednesday the 15th. Does those dates make sense? Thursday the 12th and Wednesday the 15th? I'm not sure about... There must be a problem with dates there somewhere. I don't know what it is. Christmas choir practice already begins on Monday the 23rd at 8 p.m. I'll ask Sandra to come up first with the announcement.
I just wanted to announce that our Christmas craft fair contribution is the nativity scene display, and plans are underway for that. You've got a handout in your bulletin to remind you to bring us your nativity scenes over the next three Sundays, and we will start setting up the display the first week of December before the Winterfest. Feel free to give the handout to a neighbor or to post it at your place of work. And we're going to hold the display between 10 and 3 the day of Winterfest. So if you would like to help us set up or if you'd like to help on that day, please feel free. We're really excited about it and it should be a lot of fun. And if you have any questions, you can ask Iris, Marge, McKinnon, or myself. Thank you.
And Marge, could I get come up for an announcement?
Ian, can you come up here, please? You're who we're talking about. October was Clergy Appreciation Month, which we as very inefficient elders missed. Sorry. This is meant to be a reminder to us to take the time to commit to praying for and encouraging our minister on a regular basis. We should appreciate and give thanks in our prayers for giving Ian the strength and the wisdom for guiding us in our daily lives. We can only begin to imagine what a week in his busy life entails. Life is so uncertain, no one knows what a week will bring. Baptisms, weddings, funerals, counseling, meetings, hospital visits, home visits, phone calls, emails, getting our Sunday sermon, and not to mention his own personal life as a husband, father, and grandfather. In 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul says, "And now, friends, we ask you to honor those leaders who work so hard for you, who have been given the responsibility of urging and guiding you along in your obedience. Overwhelm them with appreciation and love." So we missed Appreciation Month, but I think we should give Ian appreciation and love and thanks every month of the year. So maybe on your way out today, when you're shaking your hand, you can just let him know how much we appreciate his commitment to us as a friend and to this church.
Thank you.
I don't remember putting that in the notices. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a great privilege and an honour for Iris and I to serve this church family. And I continually call it a church family because that's what it is. And I think we all feel the same privilege has been part of it. We come together each Sunday and it's a family coming together, and we share joy and we share love and we share one another's experiences of the week. And sometimes when we're all coming in and all the visiting's going on, sometimes I just step back and I listen to all the noise and I think, isn't that great? That's people, that's a family coming together and sharing and happy to be together. And it really is great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Are you done, Dale?
I think so.
Oh, I guess it's my turn now. Michelle, can we just clarify, where's Michelle? When is Mustard Seed?
19th.
The 19th of November. No, you didn't, Michelle. Michelle, you typed exactly what I gave you. And it's my fault. It's not your fault. Thank you. Thank you very much. We worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We come now before His gracious presence in silence. We read in the Epistle of James, surrender to God. Resist the devil and he will run from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Be humble in the Lord's presence and he will honour you. Thanks be to God. I'd like to invite our youth praise team to come up here and lead us in our worship choruses. Thank you.
The song we're going to start out with this morning is from the Red Book, or you can read it on the screen. It's number 119 of the book. It's called I Stand in Awe, and it's an appropriate way to start out a worship service because standing in awe of God is something that's it's hard to stand in awe of somebody we don't understand, and that's one of the reasons we come here is to help to have Ian and the elders and so on help us understand more about God such that we can try to grasp who He is. When we do that, we will be in awe of Him.
You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful. Majesty enthroned above, and I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. You are beautiful. Too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard.
to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name and your glory. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name bring praise. How great you are, how great your fame, how marvelous your holy name. We are but servants who proclaim your perfection and your praise. Your ever-just and gracious ways, how excellent you are, Lord. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name bring praise. How great you are, how great your fame, how marvelous your holy name. We are but servants to proclaim your perfection and your praise. Your ever-just and gracious ways, how excellent you are, Lord.
And last is a familiar favorite, number 199. Lord, I lift your name on high.
I would have been quite happy for them to carry on. That was great. What a great introduction to our worship service. And you know that last one that we sang there? I bet most of the people on the platform can remember when we did all the actions to that. You remember the cross and earth and sky? And I don't remember them. But I'm sure everybody else up there did. Great job. Great lead into our worship. Let us join together in prayer. Let us bow our heads. Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious, our loving Father, we give you thanks. It is so great to be here, Lord. We come into this place and we are just surrounded by your love, and we are surrounded by the love of our brothers and sisters in this wonderful church family. How can we thank you, Lord? How can we bless you for all that you do for us? We look back on a week, Lord, that has been filled with wonderful things, with wonderful blessings, and you have been with us at all times, Lord, no matter what came our way. You were there, Lord. You gave us everything that we needed for that moment, and we thank you. And so we come to you this day, gracious Father. We bow our heads before you. We lift our hands up high and we worship you. We worship and we seek to bring honor and glory to the wonderful name of our wonderful Savior Jesus. And as we worship, Lord, we pray that you will speak to each and every one of us. And we pray that we may hear your voice. Open our hearts, Lord. Open our minds. And may we hear, each one of us, the word that you have for every single one of us here. Lord, we lift your name up high. We come to sing your praises. We come in the name of Jesus. And we pray as the Lord Jesus taught us to pray, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Responsive reading is taken from Psalm 127. Without the help of the Lord, it is useless to build a home or guard a city. Children are a blessing and a gift from the Lord. Having a lot of children to take care of you in your old age is like a warrior with a lot of arrows. Because they will protect you when your enemies attack.
We're looking forward to special music, because special music is special people, and we have our youth praise. Thank you.
The song we're going to do for you is called In Not Of. It's actually referring to a prayer that Jesus made in the Gospel of John right near the end of his ministry, where he's praying for his disciples. And he was saying that, praying to God that the disciples would be in the world but not of it. A tendency we have as Christians is to hide ourselves somewhere so that we will be untouched by anything painful or dangerous by the world's standards. That's counter to what God wants for us. And in trying to keep ourselves safe, we're forgetting that we're here, and we don't keep ourselves safe. God does. And that's what this song is about.
Hide me far away from trouble. The world outside me grows darker by the day. So I promise to stay here close beside him. Surely God would want his children safe. And in reading how my eyes were opened, find that he is leading us out into the world, into the middle of fallen saints and sinners, where a little grace is needed most. With heart and hearts, we are not like the world, but we can love it. Come bring the hope to hopeless men, till the lost are found in him. He can to save the world, so let us be in and not of it. Wait a minute, if we say we love them, we not in it while we run and hide. Entertain a stranger, dangerous if our worlds don't collide. truth with heart and hearts. We are not like the world, but we can love Him. Come bring the hope to hopeless men, till the lost are found in Him. He came to save the world, so let us be. The darkness far too long. We need to hold the candle high. We have to go and right the wrongs. We need to touch the world with love, with His love. Wait a minute, if we say we are not like the world, but we can love Him. Come bring a home to homeless men, till the lost are found in Him. He came to save the world, so let us be. Come take a light to darker hearts, share truth with heart and hearts. We are not like the world, but we can love Him. Come bring a home to homeless men, till the lost are found in Him. He came to save the world, so let us be. Him and not other. Wait a minute, if we say we love Him, why are we not in
Wow, what a good job. We just think, we appreciate everything you guys do. That is just excellent. Thank you so much. And especially the two guys, the bookends, Phil and Dustin. What a great service and a ministry that they have with our youth and making great music like this and leading our worship. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Good job. Thank you. The act of remembrance. Remembrance Day, of course, is this coming Wednesday, November the 11th. And hopefully, as many of us as possible will be in attendance at the community hall on Wednesday to join with the whole of our community here to pay our respect and to pay tribute to those people who served in the war, people who continue to serve our country, people who seek to preserve our peace. And we pay tribute to each and every one of them. And of course, in our own church, on the nearest Sunday to Remembrance Day, we have our own little act of remembrance. So I would ask you all if you would stand. And for a few moments, we will stand in silence and pay tribute to those who died or suffered, that we might live in peace. We bow in silence. They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them. Thank you. Your gifts for the work of God in this church and throughout the world will now be received. Thank you. Almighty God, our Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. And we pray, Lord, that you will always help us and inspire us to be good to you in return. And so we've come now, Lord, and we bring these gifts. And we know they are but humble tokens of our gratitude. But we ask you, Father, to accept the gifts and to accept the givers. For we dedicate them all to the extension of your kingdom here on earth. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Thank you. If the children would like to come and join me, please. Children's time. Sophie? Operation Christmas Child, that's right. And so, as a result of that, we all agreed that we were going to fill what? That's right. I think. Shoeboxes. And what were we going to fill them with? Toys and gifts for children, in other parts of the world. That's right. So then, your shoeboxes are due in next Sunday. Okay, so are you all busy on filling them? Yes? Yeah. Okay, that's good. Who likes Veggie Tales? Put your hand up if you like Veggie Tales. Now, I know some people over here do. Yeah, good. Good. Well, you know Larry from Veggie Tales. Larry has a shoebox adventure. Would you like to see it? Let's all watch Larry's shoebox adventure. And I would ask our lighting engineer to dim the lights. Thank you.
How have you all been this week?
Love giving to kids in need. Ooh, Panama. Cool. I've always wanted to go to Panama. Hola, fresh breath. Buenos dias, bright smile. There you go, Teddy. Adios. You'll make some little niña very happy. Oh, heavy crayons. Whoa. The better to color with, my dear. Whoa! A little help? Hey, guys, I'm in here.
Did you say something?
Eh?
What did you say?
Eh?
Never mind. Oh! Oh! This is heavy! Some little one in Panama is going to be very surprised.
Airfare, por favor.
Since 1993, Operation Christmas Child has delivered over 68 million shoebox gifts to needy kids in over 130 countries.
They open their boxes and they are excited. There's a smile on their face. You can see a spark in their eyes.
We love packing shoeboxes.
Across the country, millions of people are setting goals and finding ways to pack shoeboxes.
I have a bag of candy with lots of stuff.
Teddy bears.
Toothbrush, toothpaste.
And a green dog.
When we see these boxes coming here, they're not just shoe boxes. They're tools for ministry. They're miracles. They're landing in people's hands that would never dream about it.
I'm absolutely overwhelmed that these children have something to smile about this Christmas. I cannot thank Samaritan's Purse enough for what they've done for these children. My thanks reaches the highest heaven.
Where did you go? Ooh, nice hat.
You guys should really turn down your headphones. Never mind.
Wasn't that good? Not a good adventure? When you're packing your shoe boxes, be careful that you don't fall in. Or you might get a free trip around the world to who knows where. So that's next Sunday is the last day for bringing your completed shoe boxes, and that applies to all of us. And anybody who hasn't got a shoe box and would like one, if you talk to Iris afterwards, I know all of the actual cardboard ones that we get from Samaritan's Purse are all out. That's great. So they'll all be coming back next Sunday, all filled. But we've got some other boxes, and if anybody hasn't got one of their own, talk to Iris afterwards and you can fill a shoebox as well. Okay. Is Chelsea here? Is Chelsea here? Kathy, lead us in the singing of Jesus Loves the Little Children.
Do we have some Jesus Loves the Little Children? I was going to sing Love is Something If You Give It Away.
Oh, you should read the bulletin.
I'm singing Jesus Loves the Little Children.
Well, you sing whatever. We're all singing, by the way. It's not just...
Come on, you little people.
We're all singing.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, fair, precious, sacred, sweet. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Let's sing again.
Jesus loves the little children, all.
That CD that Grant showed us there, or DVD, is the one that just arrived on Monday. And the one we looked at last week was kind of an older one, but it's still got the message over that, you know, that we reach out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to all the children of the world. And it's a great message. And this VeggieTales one, which is one that they added to the one for this year. And so I thought, well, it would be good for us to see it. Never mind them kids. We enjoy them. So that was the VeggieTales. We stand and we sing to the glory of God. The hymn number 52, O God, our help in ages past. And we sing verses 1, 2, 3 and 6. We sing to God's glory. Come to our time of prayer. I don't know what kind of a week you've had. I guess you know, and I guess the good Lord knows. But in that week that's passed, you've had situations that you've been into, you've met people, you've heard of situations, and that week has been full of people who now sit in our minds and on our hearts that we pray for. We have a great church family here, and I'm sure that we all pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in our church family. And I'd like you to keep some people in mind in prayer this week, or not just this week, but right now. I'd like you to think about Candace and Kurt Reed. I want you to keep them in your prayers very much so. Just ask that the Lord will be with them at this time and bless them. And I'd like you to think about Michelle's nephew Ryan, a young guy, and he certainly needs the Lord's presence with him at this time. Granting him his peace. And of course, in addition to that, all the people that you know about. And be thankful for the good situations as well, because there are lots of good things going on. And we not only ask for God's blessing upon those who suffer, but we rejoice with those who rejoice in the Lord. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Father, we bow before your throne of grace, and we worship you, and we give thanks. On this special Sunday in our church calendar, we remember and we give thanks for the sacrifices made by the thousands who suffered or died that we might live in peaceful lands. We are thankful that we live in happy homes, free from the worry of oppression, and we have a bright future to look forward to. We are thankful, Father, and we acknowledge our debt, and we will remember them. We thank you, Lord God, for the countless blessings in our own lives. And we come to you again, Lord, asking for even more blessings. Bless us, Lord, with a faith that is fun to have, with a spirit that is exciting, and with a religion that has a vision. Grant us a vision, Lord, of life and excitement in your service, and of a love and service to others, and of mercy and care for those around us, and of justice and peace for our whole world. For a few moments in silence, let us bring before the Lord those people that we know of who need our prayers at this time. Let us do so in silence. Heavenly Father, as we are ever thankful for our own church home, we pray for your holy church throughout the world. We are richly blessed that we are able to worship you freely and without fear of persecution. So our prayers at this time, Lord, are for your churches who do not enjoy this privilege of freedom to worship. We pray, Father, that your church may be strengthened by the mighty power of your Spirit. May your word be a mighty sword as it cuts through atheism and unbelief. And may your holy church be a beacon of light in the prevailing darkness of this world. We thank you again, Father, for our own church, for the joys and for the privileges that we enjoy in this rich fellowship of faith. And we ask you, Father, to help us, show us the way that we can share all of these wonderful blessings with our communities, as we seek to love and to serve in your name. Lord, grant us the grace of your presence in the week ahead. Be with us in all of the challenges that lie before us. And in all circumstances, we pray that you will help us to realize that we indeed are your representatives here in the world. And as such, Father, we pray that we may indeed may be channels of your blessing to all whom we meet. We ask you, Father, to hear our prayers, for we bring them and offer them in the name of Jesus. Amen. We listen now to the word of the Lord.
The gospel reading this morning is from St. Mark chapter 12, verses 38 to 44. And I was told that it would be up on the PowerPoint, but Phil stole my Bible, so I have to find it. Oh, there we go. Thank you. Alrighty. As Jesus was teaching, he said, "Guard against the teachers of the law of Moses. They love to walk around in long robes and be greeted in the market. They like the front seats in the meeting places and the best seats at the banquets. But they cheat widows out of their homes and pray long prayers just to show off. They will be punished the most of all." Jesus was sitting in the temple near the offering box and watching people put in their gifts. He noticed that many rich people were giving a lot of money. Finally, a poor widow came up and put 2 coins that were only worth a few pennies. Jesus told his disciples to gather around him. Then he said, "I tell you that this poor widow has put more in than all the others. Everyone else gave away what they didn't need, but she is very poor and gave everything she had. Now she doesn't have a cent to live on." And the epistle reading is from Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 to 28. "This is why Christ did not go into a tent that had been made by humans and was only a copy of the real one. Instead, he went into heaven and is now there with God to help us. Christ did not have to offer himself many times. He wasn't like a high priest who goes into the most holy place each year to offer the blood of an animal. If he had offered himself every year, he would have suffered many times since the creation of the world. But instead, near the end of time, he offered himself once and for all, so that he could be a sacrifice that does away with sin. We die only once, and then we are judged. So Christ died only once to take away the sins of many people. But when he comes again, it will not be to take away sin. He will come to save everyone who is waiting for him.
Thank you for those readings of the scriptures. Good job, we appreciate it. And now we stand again and we sing to the glory of God the hymn 447, Freely, Freely. Someone in the singing of that hymn was singing some beautiful harmonies. I have a suspicion I know who it was, but what a great sound. Good singing. Thank you. Would you pray with me, please? And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be perfectly acceptable unto thee, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The junior school Sunday school teacher asked her 8 younger children if they would give $1 million to the missionaries. Yes, they all screamed with great excitement. Would you give $1,000? Yes, they all screamed. Whoa, I'd love to give $1,000. How about $100? Yes, same enthusiasm. They would like to give $100 to the missionaries. Would you give just $1 to the missionaries? And most of them shouted yes, but one little guy didn't. And the teacher looked at him and she noticed he was clutching his pocket. Johnny, why didn't you say yes to giving $1 to the missionaries? And he says, well, miss, he says, I do have $1. When you get a hold on money, if you're not careful, money gets a hold on you. And when money is involved, we are frequently subject to becoming different people other than our normal selves. And that is why this portion of Scripture that we know as the widow's mite, the widow's mite, I've got that mixed up, the widow's mite has been so impactive throughout the ages. Jesus deals with the taboo subject of our money and how much of our money we give to the church. It's so easy to be drawn into playing favourites and making assumptions, to treat those who seem to be more affluent as pillars of the church, as we make assumptions that they give more than everyone else because they've got more. I'm sure you can remember the musical Cabaret and that song from Cabaret, Money Makes the World Go Around. No, I'm not going to sing it. I sometimes wonder if Jesus thought that way, because Jesus certainly talked a lot about money and about possessions. In fact, money is mentioned 4 times more than any other subject in the Gospels. That includes prayer and includes faith. So I guess Jesus knows what a big deal money is to all of us. Today's Gospel reading is yet another example of Jesus talking about money, and this time about giving money to the church. I can see the steward's eyes gleaming. A lady took her 3 children to the evening matinee at the movie showing Peter Pan. The tickets were $6 each, and the young daughter watched as her mother slid $30 under the glass and received her $6 in change. What happens next? You move over to the concession. So they go over to the concession and they're buying popcorn and the drinks, and several more dollars are spent. Come Sunday, the daughter was sitting with her mum in church when the collecting plate comes round, and she watched as her mum took a $5 bill from her purse and put it in the offering plate. And she looked up at her mother and said in a clear stage whisper that everyone could hear, "Hey mum, church is a lot cheaper than the movies, isn't it?" Which is why, through the skills of Grant, we bring the movies to church. Do you see the way he kept us all on tenterhooks before that movie started? And he was building the excitement. I knew exactly what he was doing. Jesus is sitting watching people as they are giving their gifts to the temple. Jesus does this all the time. Right now, he watches as people give their gifts to the church. It might seem strange to us that Jesus and his disciples would be doing this, but in Jesus' day, what they were doing was quite common. Giving to the temple was quite a spectator sport. It was done in front of everyone. No discreet little envelopes with little numbers on the corner and no names. Incidentally, if anyone would like offering envelopes, please talk to Charlie and Joanne. If you haven't got them, Charlie or Joanne. And in Jesus' day, there was no paper money. It was all coins. The size and the weight of the coin increased with its value. So those big coins were worth the most. And those tiny little ones, well, they were just worth a mite. The coins were thrown into large vessels which were called trumpets. And they were so called because of their shape. So you can imagine the shape of these trumpets. When the coins were thrown in, they made a noise. They rattled on the metallic sides of the containers. They tinkled as they clattered down the narrow part into the big collecting boxes at the bottom. The larger the coins you threw in, the more noise they made. And people actually sat around and they oohed and they awed as the noisy coins went clattering down there. And then along comes this widow, perhaps with her head bowed, trying not to be noticed, trying to be inconspicuous. And as she places her 2 tiny little coins in that trumpet, there would be very little noise made as the little coins fell down there. Not much oohing and aahing at her offering. But there was a significant reaction from Jesus. We don't know what Jesus did, but I think in his heart and in his mind he jumped up and he rejoiced and he got excited at what this widow was giving to the church. But it wasn't so much what she gave, but how she gave. There's an old story, and I'm pretty sure you've heard it before, about a farmer who had been out working from very early in the morning, and he was coming back home for his breakfast. And as he was heading towards home, he passed a hen and a pig on the farm. And right at that moment, he said out loud, "I really fancy some bacon and eggs." "That sounds fine to me," said the hen. "Just perfect." "Hold on there," said the pig. "For you, his breakfast is just a contribution, but for me, it's total commitment." And for that widow at the treasury, her offering those two small coins was total commitment. She was giving everything she had. She was giving everything. And in the offering trumpet, it would have made no noise at all, or very little. But Jesus, the Lord of the universe, he noticed. And because Jesus noticed, the sound of those two small coins given to the church echoes down throughout the centuries. And we still hear the noise that they made. Just before this incident took place, Jesus had once again condemned the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, the scribes. And in verse 38, Jesus says, "Guard against them. They love to walk around in their long robes and to be greeted in the marketplace. They like the front seats in the meeting places and the best seats in the banquets." But listen to this, what he said. "But they cheat widows out of their homes, and they pray long prayers just to show off. They will be punished most of all." The long robes that Jesus refers to were their ceremonial temple robes. They were intended for use in the temple as they led worship. But what did they do? They wore them outside in the marketplace. Why did they do that? Because they loved to draw attention to themselves. People acknowledged them. People even bowed down to them. And they loved to feel so important. They were pretentious and they were showy. And they strutted around like proud peacocks. They sat in the best seats. They pretended to be so pious, so devoted and so religious, devoted to the temple. The scribes, as I've mentioned recently, were lawyers. And many of them, would you believe, were corrupt lawyers. Who would have thought? When a woman lost her husband, she became totally dependent on her husband's family, or on her sons if he had any. And if any of these people rejected her, she was destitute. Widows were not allowed to administer their own property, nor were they allowed to defend themselves in court. And so these scribes, these lawyers, acted supposedly on their behalf. But to do this, the widow had to turn all of her property over to the scribes. And the scribes grew richer and richer and richer, usually at the expense of poor, destitute widows. And Jesus openly accuses them. This is what he's talking about when he says they cheat widows out of their homes. They go after the most vulnerable of society and they cheat them. It's not long since the disciples of Jesus have been arguing about amongst themselves about who was the greatest amongst them. And Jesus is saying, "You look up here, I'll show you greatness. I'll show you true greatness." And there's a direct comparison to these pompous cheats. Jesus points to this poor widow, this defenseless widow, probably a cheated widow, who was giving everything she has got to God. Jesus commended her. He raised her up on a pedestal for all eternity to see. And because of the Holy Word of God, we still see her today. And we are still inspired by her example for her total commitment and devotion to God and the house of God. Jesus says, I tell you that this poor widow has put in more than all the others. Everyone else gave what they did not need. Everyone else gave what they didn't need. But she is very poor and she gave everything she had. Now, she doesn't have anything to live on. Jesus knows what each and every one of us gives to the church. He knows what we have and he knows our circumstances. The widow put in her whole world. She put her whole world in Jesus' hands. And you know what? After this incident, we never hear any more about her. Maybe she went home. Maybe she quietly laid down and eventually died of starvation. Maybe. But I don't think so either. I don't think so either. I'd be willing to bet that that widow's needs were met again and again and again because she knew that God would look after her. She gave everything she had to God in the knowledge that God would care for her. In his hands she would be safe and provided for. A priest once asked one of his parishioners to serve as financial chairman and treasurer of his parish. The man, who was the manager of the local grain elevator, he agreed on two conditions. No report would be due for a year, and no one would ask any questions during the year. I think that's what our treasurer always says. No questions at all during the year. Be quiet. Behave yourselves. At the end of the year, he made his report. He had paid off totally the church's debt. He had had the whole church redecorated. He had sent money to missions, and he had $5,000 in the bank. And needless to say, everybody wanted to know, how did he do it? And the man quietly explained. Remember, he was the manager of the grain elevator. As you did business with me, I simply withheld 10% and gave it to the church on your behalf. And you never missed it. Here are your tax receipts. Without ever realizing it, their giving to the church was automatic. They never missed it because it happened automatically. They didn't have to think about it, which is the way things are when we pre-plan our giving to the church from the outset. If anybody wants church envelopes, these are the people here. When we draw up our household budgets, we pre-plan to pay our way in life, to pay our bills, and it happens automatically. Sometimes it comes straight out of our bank account or whichever way we do it. And our support for the church, for God's church, for our church, should be an automatic rather than a portion of what I've got left. Jesus said they gave what they did not need. She gave her all. Whatever you give back to God and to God's house is your affair. And we're talking about money, we're talking about skills, we're talking about talents, we're talking about our time and our labor and our love and our lives. Is it a contribution? Or is it total commitment? Money makes the world go around. And that is certainly the way that it seems to be in our world. But that's not the way that Jesus would have his followers to live their lives. In this life, what you spend, you lose. What you keep, what you hang on to, eventually goes to others. But what you give away remains yours forever, because that is part of your treasures in heaven. Thanks be to God. Amen. We sing to the glory of God our closing hymns. First of all, we stand and we sing, Jesus is Lord of all. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all whom we love this day and forevermore.